from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. After 4 weeks of being out in the cold, literally 147 mental health and addictions workers across Cochrane and Temiskaming districts are back at work. Maggie Wakeford, president of the OPSU local at the Canadian Mental Health Association, says agreement was reached last Wednesday and ratified by both sides on Friday. Wakeford reports that the union members got what they wanted from management, which removed all concessions from the table. The biggest one involved the disability plan.
They wanted to claw back our long-term disability, which is 4% of our wage. They wanted us to pay for that to actually get the same plan that they wanted for themselves.
The workers were locked out and forced onto picket lines on February 13th into what turned out to be the coldest part of the winter. Ahead of contract bargaining beginning tomorrow, the union representing Ontario liquor store employees is warning Premier Ford to stop the sell-off of the LCBO. Rallies were held outside Conservative MPP's offices in 11 cities this morning. The Ontario Public Service Employees Union also displayed a petition signed by 7,000 of its members. The union is reacting to the Ford announcement in December of more availability of beer, wine, cider, and ready-to-drink cocktails in big-box grocery stores and at gas stations. It says it doesn't want the $2.5 billion in annual LCBO revenue to go to the pockets of grocery store CEOs. The Canadian Teachers Federation has launched a nationwide campaign advocating for a pan-Canadian school food program to be included in the next federal budget. The Federation says with a record number of Canadian families grappling with the soaring cost of living, a coast-to-coast food program would ensure students in the public education system are well-fed and would address what they call a critical issue of food security among students. As the only G7 country without a national school food program, the teachers group says Canada needs the feds to take action. During Fraud Prevention Month in March, the Ontario Provincial Police and Canadian Anti-Fraud Centre are continuing to raise awareness of various scams on the phone or online. Police say more than three-quarters of reported losses last year were associated with cyber-enabled fraud. Fraudsters have also added social media platforms as a main tool to target victims using fraudulent ads, compromised social media accounts, and social media bots to collect personal information. Fraud Prevention Month is an annual campaign to help Canadians recognize, reject, and report fraud. This year's theme focuses on the last two decades and how fraud has evolved. Get daily and weekly news alerts delivered to your inbox by signing up at MyTimmonsNow.com.